In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists, what's Elliot Spitzer going to do now? That he no longer has the burdens or distractions of high office. But first, let me tell you all that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Lumber Liquidators, hardwood, bamboo, and cork flooring, catalog at 1-800-FLOORING. The Annenberg Foundation, advancing public well-being through improved communication, on the web at annenbergfoundation.org. And the Wallace Foundation, supporting ideas, sharing solutions, expanding opportunities, on the web at wallacefoundation.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer, Philip Goedeke writes our limericks. Our intern is Joanna Feldman. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Our technical director is Robert Newhouse. Other engineers include Bill Deputy, Lorna White, and the crew at the Byam Theater in Pittsburgh, PA. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is directed by Melody Kramer, produced by Mike Danforth and Emily Ecton. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Rod Abid. Now, panel, what is next for former New York Governor Elliot Spitzer? Roxanne Roberts.
He'll apologize to history buffs whose ancestors came over on the real Mayflower.
Tom Baudet.
He'll abandon his prosecutorial instincts and become expert in defense lawyering.
And Mo Rocca.
He will lie low until 2010 and then run for governor of Pennsylvania.
Well, if Elliot Spitzer does any of those things, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Tom Baudet, Roxanne Robertson, Mo Rocca. Thanks to Paul Organisak and Darcy Kushnick of the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust. Thanks to our audience here at the Byam Theater in Pittsburgh. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.